In the 2,000 years of Torah, they were revealed. They were revealed. Open miracles, open love. Hakol golu. Al yedei kach hisgadol viskadesh shmei bekirbo. Hashem's name was. Glorified and elevated. There was enormous Kiddush Hashem. The nation saw and feared, the nation saw and trembled. Everybody knew that Klal Yisrael was on the move. Mikan va'elech v'alpaim shnois Mashiach hemegali mesavosom elai. Al yedei kach shekol ma sheni mevi aleim hemekabli besimcha. The second phase, the phase we're in now, is we relate, we reveal our Ava for Hashem. How? That we accept whatever He throws at us. Hey Megalim es Isa Ava Nisteres Hanimtzas B'Seichachas HaMagula Hey Mekadshim es Shmi B'Seisa. And it's hidden. Where we Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, it's hidden. It's in the inner recesses of our hearts. Until the Chorban, until that Tekufa, it wasn't a, one event, but that Tekufa of the Aruga Sorum, the Tzadikim, the Aruga Malkus, there was no matzif that Tzadikim of that Darga wouldn't have been matzil with a nice. You turn the Romans into fried fish. The Romans are going to take out Rabbi Akiva. What are you talking about? The gold tzaddik of Kodesh Baruch Hu mishadet es amarochas ha-teva metzilim. Hashem takes the whole nature, the whole teva, turns it upside down in His matzilim. Kan yiri acheres, ukufij yisbar behemshek. He has something new, a whole new matzif is happening, as we're going to explain that. The problem we have is we learn Chumash, we learn about all the miracles and whatever, and then we get depressed because we're living in this darkness. We don't understand why it's like this. We got promoted. We went up a darga. Now we're going to a world called hidden. Hashem's hidden His face. The bechinas cheder yichud shel akor im akorish baruchu magalim ki oisa anoichi shel anoichi Hashem lekecha sheitzeich chameretz mitzrayim hu gam anoichi shel anoichi hasta asta espona. There's two psukim that start with the word anoichi. Anoichi Hashem elokecha asher yitzeich me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am the Shem that took you out of Mitzrayim. How did He take us out of Mitzrayim? The anoichi completely revealed. Well, not completely, but completely revealed. And it's the same anoichi that's anoichi hasta asta ponamim. That's at the kufa we're in. The tekufa of Torah, the 2,000 years of Torah, is anoichi Hashem elokecha asher yitzeich me'eretz Mitzrayim. Where that Anoichi is revealed. And then you're going to live through 2,000 years of Anoichi, Asta Asta Pona, which is a higher darga. Anoichi Asta Asta Pona. Kedai Lazbi Yasod Ze, Shkoch. Kedai Lazbi Yasod Ze, Hashem Avamat Shitchi, who near a Tamua, Dainu Kated Itochen, Chasta Ponim, Aliyah Bedarga. How are you going to tell me that the Hester Ponim is a higher level than the Yetzias Mitzrayim? That the Anoich Hashem Shreitzich Mer Mitzrayim is a lower darga than Anoich Hashem Akecho Shreitzich Mi Yerushalayim B'Shas Chuban Bais Rishon, which is a higher darga. When were Klal Yisrael on a higher darga? When they got taken out of Mitzrayim or they got taken out of Yerushalayim? Everyone will tell you when they got taken out of Mitzrayim. No. They were taken out of Yerushalayim. Kate said, "You're talking. Ki es teponim hu aliyah bedarga. Nam chishes advarim b'moshel. Bring a moshel. Avu b'noyim meschaker kim b'machbuim. You have a father and a son, and they're going to play hide and seek. That's what you're doing. Ha'av mitchabeh val yalodoy legloisei. And the father hides away, and the kid has to find him. Kesheyelid cotton, a little three-year-old. Ha'av mitchabeh mitachas ha'shulchan o me'achor ha'delet. Where do you hide? You hide under the table, you hide behind the door, you make it easy for him, yeah? Because those menatarishim na'yoychalim tzobe kalut. You want him to find you easily. As the kid gets older, the father has to find more sophisticated places to hide. Got to find clever places to hide now. If you hide behind the door, it's not fun for anybody. The father is very happy and very proud of his son, that his son can find him. Top of Kufa and Gimel, Baruch. That your son can find you even though you're hiding in the most difficult places. Now the son gets older and he's now mamash, he's a teenager, he's already intelligent, well, reasonably intelligent human being. There's nowhere to hide anymore. But he wants to play with his son, but his son knows all his secret hiding places already. As Oile Bedaita Rayon, who mashlich his bnoi el ayor, he takes his son and he throws him into a dark forest. Haben royed mi pachen beyoyra choyshe. The son's mama, she's chittering from fear in this dark jungle forest. Veini roy veini shomei mumi. He doesn't hear anything, can't see anything. Mitval nehimus shel chayos. All he hears is the howling of the wolves. You've been to a mukka late at night. Go to a mukka at like 3 o'clock in the morning. It's an amphitheater, yeah? It's completely surrounded. And there's wolves in the forest there. When they howl, it bounces off the mountains, okay? You go there like 3 o'clock in the morning when there's no one there. Listen to noise. He's in this forest. He doesn't know where he is. All he can hear is the growling of the lions. The petter roy aria mitkarevalav. He suddenly sees a lion coming towards him. He loses his mind. He starts panicking. Then he calms down. He says one thing. Who threw me into this forest? If my father threw me into the forest and he loves me, he's not setting me up to get eaten by a lion. He's not feeding his lion. Must be that the lion's my father. Takes off the mask and says, Abba, I knew it was you. Simcha gedoyle metzipes liboy shel av, b'riyoy says, chochmas b'noy. How much simcha the father gets when he sees how wise his son is. Hu hiske lavin ki ima abba hishli choto leyor. He understands that if his father threw him to the forest, ein zo ele shum amshif chasekim, or b'machpoim, he understands this is part of the game. Ele shapam hu mitchabe b'temus aryeh, now he's hiding as an aryeh. What's the worst thing that the son could do to the father? And they're playing machbuim. I'm not talking about in the lion case, but in the machbuim case. What's the worst thing that the son could do?
Remain hidden.
The son's not hiding, the father's hiding. What's the worst thing the son could do?
Not look for the father.
Oh! Oh! There's no greater pain that you could cause your father if you stop looking for him. That's also part of this marshal. So we stopped looking for Hashem. Hashem's hiding, let him hide. I'm carrying on with my life. Why is he hiding? That you can find him because he recognizes you've grown up, you're on a higher dagger than you were in Mitzrayim, and now I'm able to hide away and give you more difficult challenges. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Kel Mistater HaOilam Hu Meloshen Helam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitchabeh V'Nelam Mitanu V'Tavkideinu L'Galusay. The whole world is called Oilam from Loshen Helam, hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides away and he says, please will you come and find me? That's your tafkid in the world. You have no other tafkid. Your job is Yismach Leiv Mevakshe Hashem. Kasham Yisrael Hayatzir Liyomi B'shanim Kodmon Yoyis. When Klal Yisrael was very young, in the early days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Histi Es Atzmo Klal V'Klal. Hashem can't hide away. You can't hide away as a lion and throw a two-year-old into the forest as a law vet. You have to hide under the table or behind the door, whatever. You don't hide bichlal. You can't play machbuim with a two-year-old. Hashem reveals himself to us totally. Lachem ikein, nichnas ha'am le'eretz Yisrael. Gadlanu ma'at. We grew a little bit. We came to Israel. We're a little bit older, more mature. The Kodesh Baruch Hu hitchil ishtashay imonu. Now Hashem starts playing with us. He hid away a little bit during those man of the shayftim. Then he hid himself in the malachim, and he kept hiding away in more sophisticated places. We kept being megalim. He's bogonu yoisa. We grew up more. We matured more. Hakadosh Baruch Hu itchabe ba'is churban ba'is rishon. Hashem hid away in the churban. Achshuv gilino yoisa. He's bogonu yoisa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu itchabe b'toich ari atzmo. Where does Hashem hide himself? In Chodesh Av, the month of a father, and the muzzle of that is Aryeh. We get sent into Golos. And it gets darker and darker. As we get deep and deep into the Golos, and the hiddenness gets greater. והקורש ברוך הוא מתחבא במקום שאנו כמעט לא מעלים על דתנו שהאב מתחבא בהם. השם hides away in places you can't begin to imagine that he's hiding there. אך אבינו שמיים מתענג ומשתשר עם בונוב שתמיד מצליח למגלות אותו בכל מקום ובכל מצב. כלל ישראל is able always to be מגלה and to reveal Hashem no matter how much he hides away. It's dafka the darkness and the hester that proves that we've grown up. We've gone up a level. Hashem has to hide even more. Will we continue to try and find him and reveal him? בציאת מצרים בשעה שנגלה עלינו מלך מלכי מלוכים בכבודו בעצמו כי בשנם אני ולא מלך אני ולא שרוף בשעה מציאת מצרים הקדוש ברוך הוא revealed himself in all his power as it says מי יצרד המלך לא הייסי לנו ברירו ומגודל מתיקו אז גילו אלוהי כוס לא יכולנו שלא לקבל את מלכוסו כי את בחירה לא תמקבל את מלכוס כאשר עושה שפחה לים מה שלא ראו יחזקו בן בוזי, אשר אפילו אילים ואיבים היו מוירים בעץ פעמים, זה קיילי ואנוויו. They were able to point with their finger and say, זה קיילי ואנוויו. The lowest שפחה saw more than יחזקו. בו איסו שעה לא היה שייך שלא יהיה מצב של ומלכוס הברון קיבלו עליהם. You're not giving him a couple words in his מלכוס. הזה אנוכי השם אלוקיך, אשר יצא איסך מארץ מצרים, מצב זה מיוצג על ידי משה רבינו. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the one that took us to the dargah of being able to be Makabal Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, took you out of Mitzrayim. Lu'um azois Rabbi Akiva Meyetzeg es hit karvusoi shal Knes Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu machmas atzmo. Where is Rabbi Akiva Magala HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where does Rabbi Akiva take Klal Yisrael? When he's Magala da Anoichi Shebetoich HaHest Astir. Rabbi Akiva is living in the door of Anoichi Astir Astiponai. And there he's Megalad Anoichi. Anachnu mechapsim Megalin emoitzim as a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'kol makom. Gam b'sesoicha hesta anoi Rebbe Yosef. They're busy ripping his flesh off his body with iron combs, and that's where he's Megalad Hashem. Yotzi nishmose be'echod. Where's he Mekabel Malchus Shemayim? In the worst Yisurim. He's not standing there in the sea splitting and he's being shown Maisa Breishis and he's going through all the wonderful Nisim Nifloyas. He's mamash having his flesh stripped off his body with iron combs. Yusurim Noirim. That's where he's Megala, that's where he reveals Hashem. There were Jews, I asked Tabe used to say, people always ask him, where was Hashem in the Holocaust? He says, I was there, where wasn't he? Some people lost Hashem in the Holocaust, some people found him in the Holocaust. Hashem's always there to be found. It's the question of what do we do about finding him. It's very choshev a yid of Sina Adler. Holocaust survivor. He's written many books on the Holocaust. He teaches and he goes to all the schools, the Beis Yaakov, the schools. He's spoken here in a few of the schools, I know, on his experiences in the Holocaust or whatever. So he was once at a Holocaust. They have the Yom HaShoah, whatever. They have the things, whatever. So he was there. So Chiluni comes up to him and says, I don't understand. After all you saw, after everything you went through, how can you still believe in Hashem? Well, I don't understand. You still keep doing, Muna, whatever. As he was speaking to the guy, his phone rang. He answered the phone. It was Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Whatever. What was that? It was my third grandchild born this week. What do you ask? What do you want to know? How do you still believe in Hashem after the Holocaust? He said, I understand your question. He says, you walk into a room and there's a healthy person and a sick person. Do you ask the healthy person why you're healthy, or you ask the sick person why you're sick? Why are you asking me why I still believe in Hashem? I'm a normal, healthy Jew. We know that Hashem runs the world and everything he does for the good, and we don't understand everything. Why aren't you asking the people who don't believe in Hashem after the Holocaust? They're the sick ones. I'm healthy. Now, no one's judging anybody here, but you understand, that's being Megala Kodesh Baruch and the Hester. Not everyone can do that. A lot of people weren't able to do that. But who's the healthy person? Who's what we look up to as being a normal, healthy person? The person who says, yeah. We don't understand. That's where I saw Hashem. I saw Hashem in Auschwitz. The sick guy is the guy who lost Hashem in Auschwitz. So you should ask him, Lama ta chole? You know, that's the healthy guy, Lama ta bari? Ask him how he does it so you can learn from him. Mufosemes hi akina nemore betisha bav bahaba betufutso is Yisrael bekina zukaimes hakabole bene etzis mitzrayim liyetzis misholayim. There's a, in the kina that you say on Tisha B'Av, one of them, there's a comparison of going out of Mitzrayim and going out of Yerushalayim. B'kol beis shel hakina yesh chazor al oisin akuda mehutis. Godel ha-giluim shezachinu lehem b'tzeisanu m'mitzrayim l'umas godel ha-hester v'choshech shayim anaschel keinu kashe yoytzim Yerushalayim l'golos ha-mora. Great were the revelations that we merited when we went out of Mitzrayim, as opposed to the terrible darkness and hiddenness that was our lot when we went out of Yerushalayim. Of the pshutim shel dvarim, kine zubor b'matalei uleftoyach es alayv kedei lekoine lachuban beis mikdashen. At a simple level, what's this kine coming to do? It's to arouse your heart to mourn the destruction. Kasher b'makom az yoshi aleinu leklor bechi es megilas eicha. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we said, Az Yoshe. Went out of Yerushalayim, you say, Eicho. Kina. Uba makom aron de Moshe, gebalnes nebuchadnezzar, v'andrinus kaisa. We swapped Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron for not the nicest guys. Ulam oimek rav noisev tomen bedivrei ha-makoina. But there's an added depth here, hidden away in this kina. Alibet de emes, oise gilu shayye betzeisim in Mitzrayim, Chozal Atzmoy Gam Betzeitzim Yerushalayim. That gilu that took place when we went out of Mitzrayim returns when we go out of Yerushalayim. Ulam uchozal b'oifen acheh b'chitzoynis acheres. It returns with a different externality, but it's the same anoichi. Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu lo nigla aleinu. Hashem doesn't reveal Himself to us there. Lehefach, v'haya muste behesta b'toich hesta. He's totally hidden. B'matzav zeh anugalinu oiso. In that darkness, we reveal him. He doesn't reveal himself to us. We find him and we reveal him. M'ma'ad kol masachei achoshech ha'ovim b'yoisa. Through all the dark clouds and the thick masks that he's wearing, we strip them off and we reveal him. Gilinu es hazeh keili v'anveyu es ha'noich Hashem Elokecho. In the darkness, that's our work. Is to say Zeh Keli Vanveyu when you can't see Hashem, when it's pitch black. You know, when you go to a fancy dress ball on Purim, when someone's wearing a mask and you work out who it is and you tell him who he is, he takes off the mask. He doesn't have to wear the mask anymore. So the Hashem as well. You take off the mask, you see Hashem. What's the problem? So when you reveal him and you understand, oh, that's Hashem, he takes off the mask. Shnei Sugim Shalela Seder. And by the way, Tisha B'Av's always on the same day as Pesach, you know that. Yeah? It's also not a coincidence.
Same day of the week.
same day of the week. Yeah. Yeah, well, no, they can't be on the same day because the one's on Tisha B'Av, another one's on Nisan. Shnei Sugim Shalayla Seda Hevi Klal Yisrael Difnei Kiseh Kovod. Two different types of Layla Seders that Klal Yisrael presented before the Kiseh Kovod. Harishon Ha'istoyri Shevo Yesh V'Klal Yisrael Kasheh Muzneim Chagurem U'Mekalem B'Yodom. The first Layla Seder was the first Layla Seder. Klal Yisrael set, belted up, staffs in their hands. Bebechinas Pnima Hayogilu Elekush Ein Kemo. In the inner recesses of their homes, there was a Gilu Shechina that there was never before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kvoyde Ba'atzmo Nigala Aleim Ki Shneima Ani V'lo Malach. Hashem revealed himself. Kepshutoi. Hoitzi Mishibud L'Gula Mafele L'Oira. B'chutz Oiveim Hofchu L'Pagari Meisin. Outside, the enemies were completely shattered and destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zala Ba'oisis U'Mamoivsim U'Biyat Chazaka. And Hashem reveals himself in all his glory. Ain't lando a saga koshu begilu is there. We can't even begin to imagine what that looks like. Vagam ain't lam milim she toichlanu laavies hamay benan hisgav. You can't even begin to describe it. How are you going to describe that in words? Luma zois hayalayla seida ache shoyne legamri bechitzinayisav. There was another layla seida which on the outside looked very different. Ulam doime meod bepnimiyayisav, but inside it was very very similar. Kvutzois yehudim besechechi ageto. There were Jews in the depths of the ghettos under the boot of the Nazim. Broken and shattered, coming back from forced labor. And they made a seder. There was no abakoises, there was no matzahs, there was no beautiful table, there was no Aval mara v'demois kefimelach b'shir godol b'yaisa ayusham. There was mara with all the shirim, the chumradika shirim you could find. No lack of tears, no lack of salt water. Mitas ha'seva mufaris hayu dargasha eight. The beautiful ha'seva, the couches to lean on were planks of wood. B'yod ha'mama kazais chomets sh'ayichayvin loichil mishum b'kuch nefesh. They had in their hands a kazais of chomets that they had to eat pekuf nefesh. Gomla beliban achlato shem yoichlu chomets b'leila Pesach. They're going to eat chomets b'leila Pesach. Af yachu seder, but they're making a seder. A seder shalem lo hitchil b'kadesh. Shekan lo yalem yain. They didn't start their seder with kadesh. They didn't have wine. A seder shalem ilchid b'ha lachma on yediyoch la'vason ba'arad de Mitzrayim. Their Seder started with, this is the bread of affliction that our ancestors ate in Mitzrayim. Haim kavoseim nutunim hayu tachas magaf neigesh achzori hamasapek lehem lechem tzal lechem oini. They, like their fathers in Mitzrayim, were under the same shibud that gave them what to eat, lechem oini. Little few crumbs of dry bread. Kach haim yoishvim lemesaprim b'mitzietz Mitzrayim. And they spoke about Yitzietz Mitzrayim. Oirim es ha'agoda. Mischreinam, they said that God out of memory. Now you get to Moitzi Matzah, and what have? You have a kazais of dry chomets. Hoitzia Yudim Hololis kazais of chomets. Ma'amatachtam. Vitchilu ba'amidus l'shem yichud. Hem chimru tfilim yuchedes l'mo'er nadir v'ayoyim ze. And they wrote, they came up with a special tfila for that awesome moment. Ribbono shel olam. It's known in front of you that it's our desire to do the mitzvah and to do your rotzon and eat the gezeis of matzah. But you gave us a bigger mitzvah than eating matzah. Mitzvahs v'chai behem, v'lo shiyomus behem. A mitzvah to live and not to die. L'shem yichud kutshebrichu v'shchinte. Yidin imuchun umazuman l'kaim mitzvahs aser shal v'chai behem v'lo sheyomus behem. Hem kot shal apaz bochu amaitze lechem eratz v'oichlu es akazayis chomets. B'leila say to zeh, Yerak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kveide ba'atzmoy. Ein beria melevodei mesugeles la'avin mechozer kezeh. L'shem yichud al kazayis matzah b'leila say to? Who can understand such a thing? Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seide misug ze lo zochu li roit lo nevim ve lo tanoim ve lo amoraim. The tanoim and the nevim and amoraim weren't zochu to have a seide like that. Hayusham rak al kodesh baruch hu bekvoido ba'atzmoi. Vesham klal Yisrael gilo oisoi. Sham klal Yisrael hefkir es kol hamachitzes ve gilo es anoichi hamastate betoich ha'es ta'astir. And many stories like this. We've read many stories from the Inquisition, from the Holocaust, from all the stories we know. Many stories where Yidden were Magala, Kodesh Baruch Hu brought Shechinim to the world, dafka through the Hester. Zeo gilo elokiz gilo or Hashem betoich ha'choshech ha'gadol. That's our job, is to reveal the light of Hashem in the darkness. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in light. Moshe Rabbeinu came into the world and the room was filled with light. Rabbi Akiva came into the world was filled with darkness. How much light did Rabbi Akiva the world when he said Shema when they were killing him? Gilu ha'ava shebetoich ha'sina, keviyochel gilu ha'cheres betoich ha'shibud, gilu ha'simcha betoich ha'yogun. Tu ha'sheni manu, v'tzeitzim ha'mitzrayim, v'tzeitzim ha'shalayim, neshikei adodi. The going out of Mitzrayim and the going out of Shalim, they two kisses. Anoichi Asher Hoitziecha v'anoichi Hasta Astir. Alai Shneim Lefona Kise HaKovet. Sorry, Alu Shneim Lefona Kise HaKovet. Uneshetabtsu Ka'av Neichein v'ketore Shal Melech Malchei Melochim HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Both go up and they both put diamonds in the crown of Hashem. Shneim Meviim Legilo Yishchina Lizkor V'sraba Bein Aboir Yisbarach Hu Bein Knez Yisrael. Am Kodoshoi. Stop and think about this. Very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. And it's where we started with the two different betochens. The betochen of Mitzrayim is the betochen of the Pesach Avos. You reach a level of betochen, you get whatever you want. And the betochen of Rashi is the betochen of Rabbi Akiva, is the betochen of whatever you get, you makabel ba'ava. She'asali kol tzarchi without the, except for the Mekabel ba'ava. Thank you Hashem for everything. People said she'asali kol tzarchi, even in Auschwitz. She'asali kol tzarchi. I have everything I need. Lo chaseli klum. That's being Megal Hashem in your life in the Esther.
In practice, it's not so easy.
You have to practice. You have to practice.
Sometimes people doesn't understand. It's
we have to work at this. Yes, you're out. Yes, Achinam, yes. If you work at it, you have to take small places. You have to take small areas and practice it. Don't wait for the big events. Don't wait for the big events. You know, if you want to run a marathon, don't wait till you can run 42 k's. You've got to start running 1 kilometer. You have to build your muscles. Find the little irritations and stop and use those. Yeah. Person chas v'chile has to take his child to miyun. To take your child, you go to the doctor, he says you have to take him to the emergency room, you have to go to Hadassah. I don't know what Hadassah looks like, what the miyun looks like, but I know in Soroka it's at least a 4-hour wait, you know, that's it. And it's the most atzbani place. Everybody there is atzbani because everybody thinks that someone stole his turn and the doctor's not interested and what's going to be and everyone's uptight and whatever. Now, you can go to the mute and you can eat yourself alive by being angry and upset and fighting and whatever and being atzbani. Or you can say to yourself, the reason why I'm in the mute is because Hashem wants me to be. And I'm going to be here, whether I'm atzbani or not. If the atzbani helps you, then be atzbani. I have a problem with that. If you're sitting around worrying and being a nudnik helps and you feel better, whatever, do whatever you want, that I might. But usually it doesn't get you what you want and you're going to be there just as long, if not longer, by being a nudnik. And you're going to come out of there with a lousy feeling. Or you can go in there and you can say to yourself, listen, I'm going there anyway. I'm going to have to be there anyway. Okay? I'm not the first person that went to the mir and the doctors have been there before. You go there, you do what you have to do. Obviously, you make the correct ishtadlis. Find a nice safer that you enjoy. Take with a tape that you enjoy listening to. It's not the time to take out, you know, the first mission of your vomit. That's not the time to start, you know, breaking your teeth on Zika. Find a nice geschmack, a sugar that you enjoy learning or whatever. Sit there and learn. Start with that. You know, you're waiting at the bus stop. It's a little thing, but Ravelli Lopin was once standing at the bus stop. And the bus wasn't coming. And what does a bus stop look like when the bus is not coming? Everyone's looking and everyone's moving. Ravelli was sitting quietly, not looking, not doing anything. I don't know where his head was, whatever. after quite a long time, half an hour, whatever, he kind of peaked. And somebody heard him under his breath say, oh, Kelvin, you would have got it for that. What's pshat? What's turning your head going to help? I'm not talking about on our level. I'm just trying to give an example. Why are you turning your head? It's going to make the bus come quicker? Well, what are you looking for the bus for? Either decide you're waiting for the bus or get up and walk. Make a decision and get on with your life. But don't sit there agonizing over the bus. If you decided you're waiting, so wait. And if you decided you're not waiting, don't wait. But stop wasting your time, draining your cup on things that have no purpose, no toilets. Nothing good can come from this. What are you doing? Now, I'm not talking about not looking for the bus. We're so habituated and it's so much of our teva to look for the bus, to walk up and down, to pace, to quetch, you know, to complain to the guy next to you about Eged. That's part of the nature. That's part of the teva. But stop and ask yourself, what am I doing? What am I hoping to achieve here? Those are areas where you practice the betochen so that, God forbid, big things happen. You're ready for it. If you're gonna get uptight and start getting nutnik and angry on the bus, you got no chance. The teva takes over in a chinami. So at least be aware that the teva is taking over. It's also a place to start, just the simple awareness of this. Arguing and taking and worried and what's and where. Take 5 minutes aside for worrying. Everybody should have, if a person worries a lot, set out 10, 15 minutes, however much you need, that's your worry seder. And worry. Worry as much as you want, worry, and then now time's up, finished. If you find that useful, I don't ever find worrying doesn't usually help too much, but we feel guilty when we don't behave like that. We've got so used to behaving in the panicky, fighting, aggressive kind of way that we feel guilty when we don't. I mean, you sat at the meal calmly and relaxed and you learned, you know, and after 4 hours, you know, they took care of the child or whatever, and you left, whatever, and you never got uptight. You're being irresponsible. You have to go, you've got to fight and scream at the nurse and shout at the dog. That's because that's what everyone's doing. No, who says I have to do that? I find you have to make ishtadlis. No one's saying you don't have to make ishtadlis. You have to let them know you're there. You have to watch what's going on a little bit, whatever. But what are you getting upset about? Why are you here? Hashem didn't want you to be here, you wouldn't be here. So Hashem wants you to be. So those are the little areas where you can work on this. Not so posh. Not posh. I had a doctor's appointment here last night, 10 to 7. So I got there 6:45, and the guy, there's a whole bunch of people outside, which is not good news. It's not good news when there's 15 people outside the doctor and you're 5 minutes before your appointment.
And you're supposed to be the last one.
Well, one of the first. I think that was the third appointment, fourth appointment, whatever, fifth appointment. Anyway, the guy standing there says to me, he's just got here. He got here 5 minutes ago. I look at my watch, and I'm starting to cough, and then I remembered this. I thought, wait 1 second, slow down. You have a decision to make. Either you're waiting, or you're leaving. You cancel the appointment and go. Make a decision. You've got 30 seconds to make a decision, not longer. So my decision, I'm waiting. So I took my mishnas and I said, an hour later, I went in. But had I not stopped myself, I'm telling you, I would have sat there coughing, I would have left, come back, gone. I would have wasted an hour on Nourishcard. Just make a decision, you know? You've got a decision to make. It's a hard decision. Make a decision. Agonizing back and forth, sitting there for 15 minutes, should I station? What are you doing? Just make a decision and go on. But as I said, don't start with the big, massive things in your life, because we're not, you don't walk into the gym and pick up 500 kilos. You put your back out, you know? You start with, you know, with a little pole without the weights. And you build muscle. But it's hard. It's the hardest thing in the world. Put your trust cool in Hashem against what you want. Nobody wants to be sitting in the waiting room. No one wants to be in the mirror. You don't want to be there. That's the problem. So you want to get out there as quickly as possible. So you think by draying and agonizing and having a nervous breakdown, you'll get out there quicker. Instead of realizing, if this is what Hashem wants, so make his rots on your rots on. I mean, little areas you can do it and you start getting a taste for it. Find the small little areas. And when it's 40 degrees outside on Shabbos afternoon and the generator crashes, it's not the time to start working on betochen. It's like, no air conditioning. And it's 1 o'clock and Shabbos comes out at 8:45, you know. Yeah. That's not, you want to work on small things.